Well, on Light 92.1, let's welcome back Dr. Love, Dr. Evan Goldfisher. Good to see you, Doctor.
Good to see you, Joe. Great to be here.
Well, it's that time of year, you're telling me.
It is. It is stone season. That's kidney stone season for everybody listening.
I had no idea there's a time of year for kidney stones.
Absolutely. Memorial Day to Labor Day is when it gets very hot out. People are outside. They get dehydrated. As a result of not drinking enough fluids, their urine becomes concentrated and stones form in their urine.
Now, see, that's a big problem for so many reasons, not drinking enough fluids.
Absolutely. But kidney stones, let me tell you, because I've had two of them and I can share my experience on the air. Kidney stones are crippling, debilitating. These tiny little things that get caught in your kidneys or in the ureters, that's the tube that connects the kidney to the bladder, can bring a man to his knees screaming in pain and begging for morphine. Women who've had natural childbirth and kidney stones say that kidney stones are actually more discomforting than natural childbirth. So we really do want to prevent them.
Is there a warning that you're about to get them? Is there a warning sign of any kind?
Well, it tends to occur more in younger people than in older people, first of all, and they tend to run in families. There are several genes for kidney stones. So if you have a history of them in the family, you are more prone to them. But it'll often start out as kind of a dull, nagging ache in the lower back. Sometimes you'll see a little bit of blood in your urine. It might turn light pink. And then slowly over the next 30 to 60 minutes, the pain will become progressive and debilitating, and you'll be headed to an emergency room.
Oh, man. So preventing it, you said, drink more fluids.
So the number one thing is dehydration. During this time of year, I always tell my patients, especially the ones that are prone to kidney stones, look at the color of your urine. If it's dark yellow, you're not drinking enough. You really want to keep your urine clear. It only takes 90 minutes to form a kidney stone.
Wow.
So that's about 7 holes of golf. So make sure you stay well hydrated if you're a golfer and you're on the golf course. The second thing is, if you have had kidney stones in the past, you want to undergo a metabolic analysis, which we do in our office, which involves drawing a little bit of blood so we see what goes in and collecting some urine and see what comes out. Because sometimes we can modify your diet based on protein intake, calcium intake, oxalate intake, depending on the kind of stone you form. And we can counsel you dietary-wise as to decrease your risk for kidney stones. There are also several different medications that some patients require in order to decrease their risk of forming kidney stones in the future.
Terry O'Donnell wants to know if a fluid is a fluid is a fluid, which means he wants to know if he can drink beer.
The answer is no. So beer is obviously a diuretic, makes you become dehydrated. So I'd actually tell my kidney stone formers out there, if you're going to drink a beer, make sure you replenish with an equivalent glass of water and stay well hydrated.
Does the same thing go for things like coffee and tea?
So if you are prone to forming oxalate stones, tea, particularly iced tea, which you usually get a bottomless glass when you go to the local diner, is actually something you'd want to stay away from because tea contains high levels of oxalate. Dark colas as well contain high levels of oxalate. So if you're prone to forming kidney stone, you'll want to stay away from that. But something like lemonade made with fresh lemon juice actually has a protective effect against forming kidney stones. So switching from iced tea to lemonade, if you're prone to forming stones, may be something you can do in the summertime.
Good advice this morning from our good friend, Dr. Evan Goldfisher. Folks need more information about kidney stones or just about anything else, you're the guy to talk to.
Sure. Give us a call at our office at 437-5000 or catch us on the web at www.premiermedicalhv.com.
Dr. Evan Goldfisher from Premier Medical Group. Dr. Love, good to see you today.
Good to see you. See you next month, Joe.